The European Union's chief Brexit negotiator has set out tough conditions for Britain to meet during the first months of talks before both sides can start looking at a future relationship.
But the hard work starts now. We need to engage substantially, in all the issues of the first phase of negotiations, as agreed with the UK on the 19th of June. Citizens' rights, the single financial settlement, the new borders, in particular in Ireland, and the other separation issues like Euratom and the treatment of goods placed on the market before the Brexit day.
Barnier said Britain needs to make sufficient progress on all initial issues before talks can move to the next stage. He added that there were many differences with Britain on citizens' rights that need to be sorted out before talks on a trade deal could start.
We want European citizens in Britain to have the same rights as British citizens who live in Spain or any other country of the European Union. The current British position does not allow for that because European citizens in the United Kingdom are subject to British law, which imposes restrictions, for instance, on family reunification. We want the European Court of Justice to be the ultimate guarantor of these rights, and if Britain opposes this, it will create uncertainty in the effective and consistent application of those rights.
Barnier dismissed some UK politicians' accusations that the Brexit bill was a ransom bill and that the EU wants to punish Britain. The EU raised its opening demand for Britain, calling it to pay 100 billion euros to the bloc before leaving. The EU insists that it will make no compromise on its Brexit agenda.